It's Friday, the 21st of November, and with your 7 a.m. news, I am Leonard Witbien. The domestic vehicle market softened at the start of the fourth quarter, with 1,267 units sold in October, a 2.8% drop from September. The decline follows a modest rebound in September, when sales climbed by just over 3%. Despite the monthly dip, overall momentum remains positive. Year-on-year, domestic vehicle sales rose 10.7%, sustaining the recovery that began after the sharp fall in March. Similar storm economists Almandro Janssen.
Vehicle sales in Namibia has remained relatively strong this year. Much of this has been driven by the strong commercial demand and improvement of the available stock, and also the better financing conditions that we've seen. Interest rates have seemed to ease, and although October's numbers are slightly slowed down, but overall the trend remains positive. Year-to-date sales are the highest that it's been since before COVID. Compared to last year, 2025 is well on track to be above 2023 and 2024 year's sales.
The Communications Regulatory Authority has allocated more than $42 million in subsidies to advance Phase 2 of the Universal Service Fund, focusing on improving mobile broadband and voice coverage in underserved regions. Mufaro Nesongano, Executive for Communication and Consumer Relations at CRAN, highlighted that schools and health facilities benefiting from the new infrastructure will enjoy free services for 7 years.
A total subsidy of $42 million has been awarded, with MTC receiving funding for 8 sites and Telecom Namibia for 3 sites. These developments will improve connectivity in regions such as Kabongo East and West, Kunene, Angwena, Omusati, Oshikoto, Zambezi, and Karas.
The Anti-Corruption Commission has arrested Liam Bako, a Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Water and Land Reform hydrologist technician, and Gottfried Uise, owner of Mac Godman Trading CC, for allegedly defrauding the ministry with a water sampling trailer that was never delivered, involving $387,397 in payments. The two are suspected of misappropriating a total of $792,257 in public funds. They appeared in Windhoek's Magistrates Court yesterday and were granted $10,000 bail, and the case was postponed to the 26th of January next year. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the G20 Leaders Summit in South Africa is an important gathering bringing together countries that drive the world's economies. He arrived in that country yesterday. Albanese is the first Australian Prime Minister to visit the country since 2013. He says at a time of global uncertainty, Australia needs to be working with its international partners to tackle the shared challenges and opportunities ahead.
G20 represents 85% of the global economy, 75% of global trade. 1 in 4 of Australia's jobs depends upon trade, and it is important, therefore, that I represent Australia at forums like this, advancing Australia's economic interests.
119,000 new jobs were added in the U.S. in September, substantially more than expected, according to a long-awaited report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. But the rise in the unemployment rate to a 4-year peak of 4.4% creates a mixed picture of the U.S. economy as Federal Reserve policymakers weigh their next interest rate decision. Kate Fisher is our correspondent in Washington.
Its release was delayed by 7 weeks due to the government shutdown. It comes as earnings reports from some of America's major companies flash warning signs about the economy, with consumers and businesses becoming more cautious about their spending. Policymakers at the central bank are at odds over the need to cut interest rates for a third straight meeting as inflation picks up again and the labour market slows down.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.